Alicia.
Hi, Monet. How are you?
I am doing great. It's so good to see you again, and so good to be here with you to present this information that a lot of Medicare beneficiaries are not aware of.
That is correct.
So I want to say hello again to everyone. Welcome to Secure 65 Health Plans. I'm Monet Swan, CEO of Bivix Wealth and Insurance Solutions. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into Medicare Part C, also known as Medicare Advantage, and how the recent changes could affect you. Alicia?
That's right, Monet. Hi, everyone. I'm Alicia Alcano, and I'm the CEO of Bivix Wealth and Insurance Solutions. Thank you for being here today. It is crucial for everyone to understand both opportunities and challenges with Medicare Part C, also known as Medicare Advantage. From doctors and hospitals changing the network affiliations to pharmacies, adjusting their plan participation, staying informed is key. And remember to like, share, and subscribe to keep up with all things Medicare related.
All things Medicare related. That's what we do. So let's talk about Medicare Advantage plans, also known as Part C. These plans can, present several challenges for beneficiaries due to changes in network and service areas. These changes can impact access to healthcare providers and the availability of coverage. So here are some examples of common issues faced by beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans. Alicia, I want to start with the doctors first. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, so you guys, if you didn't hear about this, doctors are leaving the network. And this is becoming commonplace because Medicare Advantage plans can change their doctors and specialists, and they may decide the doctors and specialists not to renew their contracts with the insurance carrier, leaving the network, unexpectedly and leaving you without coverage. This can disrupt ongoing care, especially for patients with chronic conditions who have built long-standing relationships with their doctors. For instance, a beneficiary in Florida might find their cardiologist, who has been managing their heart conditions for years, is no longer in network, forcing them to either find a new doctor within network or pay higher out-of-network rates.
And unfortunately, this is also impacting carriers leaving zip codes. We know for a fact and made the news that thousands and thousands of Kansas residents ended up without any insurance carriers. So, insurance carriers may decide to withdraw their Medicare Advantage plans for certain geographical areas or zip codes. This decision can be influenced by various factors, including economic viability, changes in local healthcare regulations, or shifts in the healthcare provider landscape. For example, in rural areas like some parts of Wyoming, recipients may find their plan options are suddenly limited if a carrier pulls out, potentially leaving them with fewer choices and higher costs.
And Lizzie, did I mention all of this is leading beneficiaries naked, leaving them naked without coverage? That's just, to me, unbelievable. Because of this, some beneficiaries will lose coverage. And you guys can find out that without the coverage, you're in a Medicare Advantage plan that can no longer provide you with the safety that you need. When a Medicare Advantage plan is discontinued, you can't enroll in that plan anymore during this enrollment period. This situation might occur when insurance companies reassess their plan offerings based on profitability or patient demographics. A beneficiary in a suburban area of Ohio, for instance, might discover that their plan is no longer available. And if not proactive about finding a new plan, what's the result? Being left without coverage.
My goodness. And what can be as bad as losing coverage? You say losing access to the drugs that keep you alive, healthy, or without pain. Pharmacy network changes. Medicare Advantage plans often have specific networks. Changes in this network can mean that the recipient's local pharmacy is no longer preferred, which can lead to higher co-payments for medications. We've all seen that before. A Medicare recipient in California may find their regular pharmacy, which was once part of a preferred network, offer lower copays. It's now a standard, increasing their medication costs unexpectedly. Also, annual changes during open enrollment. Each year during the annual enrollment period, which is right now, October 15th through December 7th, Medicare Advantage plans can make changes to their network, premium, copays, and the list of covered drugs, also known as formularies. Recipients need to review their plans detailed annually to avoid surprises. For instance, a Medicare recipient in New York may not realize their plan has increased the deductible or copay for a specialist visit until they receive care in the new plan year.
And you guys, these examples highlight the importance for Medicare Advantage enrollees to stay informed about their plans, terms, and networks, particularly during AEP. It's also crucial for beneficiaries to understand their rights and options, such as special enrollment periods, also known as SEPs, that may allow changes outside of the usual enrollment times if they experience network or coverage disruptions. That's really important. And stay tuned to part two. AEP annual enrollment period is ongoing, October 15th through December 7th. Call us now at 213-394-8885 or 833-300-4968. Email us at info@mybivx.com. Secure 65 Health Plans or senior.